Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you by Hillbean Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. We had fog this morning, so if you ran into something, make sure that Hillbean Auto Body is the place you call today to fix your fender bender. We're joined by Maggie Strong from the Quincy Next Movement. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
So glad to have you alongside. I just got an email from you. Be thankful, right on cue. Let's start with that. What are you wanting people to do to talk about Thanksgiving and thankfulness for the city of Quincy and Adams County?
Yeah, this is the third year we've done this. It's a little social media series just for fun and to kind of remind us why we think this place is such a great place to live and raise our families. So beginning on November 1st, we'll share every day, we'll share somebody's reason they're thankful for living in Quincy and Adams County. So we encourage people to send us your ideas. We'll have a picture that goes with it. So send us a photo of yourself and give your reasons, share your reasons about why you're thankful to be here.
Yeah, and so this is great. This is great for businesses to even say, Thankful why I am in business in Adams County.
That's right. Shameless plugs are certainly allowed. So, and if we get a bunch, we can do more than one a day. So it's just, again, it's the third year we've done this, and we do it all, every day in November, and just a nice way to remember things are not all bad. We've got something
right
that's important, and family and friends and Quincy and Adams County, things are good.
We're trying, in the news, we're trying to concentrate as much as we can on good news. But, of course, I can't control the news business. We're trying to put our COVID stuff not at the lead, but maybe later in the newscast, But there is a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. And we still remain right on cue. I love that tagline, because it seems like everything we need to have a good, healthy life is right here in our area. So, Quincy Next.
Yes.
It's been slow going because of financial problems, not having a lot of money to allocate, but you've been meeting, and you just had a meeting, I think, last week. So tell us what's next with Quincy Next.
We did, and, I don't know if I consider things slow going. It doesn't seem slow going in my life right now for for what's happening with Quincy Next. So, and I think that's the case for a lot of people who are working behind the scenes. We did have a commission meeting last week to update our members on what things are happening behind the scenes, because we can't get together in person necessarily as much as we'd like. So we talked about the Riverfront Master Plan, of course. Everybody's aware that is happening, I hope. We've had two public meetings so far. We've now had four steering committee meetings. We had two surveys with over 1,800 people responding, which was fantastic.
And you got the Quincy Bay Restoration funded.
Wonderful.
Which is a big part of that Quincy Riverfront redevelopment, to have that natural wetlands to the north be part of that.
It is huge. It's, that project is in conjunction with what's happening with the master planning effort. So all of this is working together to be great for Quincy and Adams County in the future, and the whole region, really.
So this riverfront development, we're still, though, kind of stuck on Adams County, the Park Board, and the city have not yet really committed money to going forward with any brick and mortar kind of construction kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're really not at that point right now.
Okay.
We're just dreaming. We're thinking about what are the possibilities. So we've taken everything that we've learned from the public so far, from those surveys and from people reaching out. The team had a charrette a couple weeks ago, the internal team, which is a planning and design. I didn't know what this was. It sounds fun.
A new word.
It was. It was a lot of fun. It was just a time for everybody to sit, and all those awesome designers were drawing beautiful things on maps, and I got to watch and say I like that or I don't like that. So it was a pretty great experience.
Kind of like charades. I'm getting it now.
Yeah, yeah.
From the same derivative word. How wonderful. So the dreaming process still goes on.
So it does. And so now, we're taking all these ideas and we're kind of bringing it back down to reality a little bit more. So what is possible? These engineers are getting their minds going and saying, okay, if this is what the community is telling us they want, how can we make this a reality? How can we make it feasible cost-wise? How can we make it feasible construction-wise? We'll be looking at all of those things over the next couple of months leading up to our next public meeting, which is December 2nd.
Okay. Well, keep me posted on that. We'll be sure to put information out here on WTAD because a lot of people care very much about what happens at the riverfront. Let's talk about housing. I know that infilling housing was really important. As I've been driving around since we've been talking about this for over a year, I keep seeing there's an empty lot or there's a place or there's a building that really needs to probably come down. I'm pretty much for restoring as much as we can, but some things really need to come down. We've had a little bit of a housing boom here in our area. How has that translated to maybe some people? I was just, for example, Winking Market. In that block around Winking Market, there are some houses that really need help, and then somebody has taken a house there and turned it into this beautiful, beautiful place. So it's possible.
It is.
It's possible. So where are we on the infill and the restoration of some of our existing housing and building new housing in closer proximity to our downtown?
Sure. Well, actually, that is something that did come up at our commission meeting last week. We started a process about a year and a half ago to really try to look at how we can incentivize homeowners, potential homeowners, and developers potentially to go into some of those areas. We didn't get a lot of traction, unfortunately, so we know that we need to tweak that program a little bit and see what is going to make folks jump, what is going to make them make that decision to invest in a part of the community.
So it wasn't lucrative enough for them to say, I'm going to go ahead and do that, so now it's time to say, well, what can we do to make it different? And what kind of tweaks are you looking at?
Well, I think we're looking at, some of the things that we were hoping people would do is, you know, live in their home for if they got money to redo the home in a certain area, we wanted them to live there for a number of years. So we have to think about, okay, how many years is it going to be necessary? If we want people to invest and make that kind of jump, they need to know that they're going to get their money back eventually. So just a lot of different details, tweaking some numbers, making it worth developers and potential homeowners' time. I think we were hoping that we had a lot more DIYers, and you know that might not necessarily be the case. So we're going to take a closer look at some of those programs and see what will work and what won't work. And unfortunately, that's we're at a time where all of our building materials are really skyrocketing.
This
so this might not be the time for that particular.
Right.
Particular project, but we'll certainly be keeping it on the radar and work behind the scenes in the meantime.
Yeah, the tiny house project was great back when you could build a tiny house for under $50,000. Now it's getting a little bit more expensive, and that's what happens with plans. That's why it's always good to have some plans, some ideas, and things that are ready, because when the cost of building materials comes down, which it eventually will have to, there'll be some places that are ready to jump on this. There was another thing I think I read about through Quincy Next, some other incentive plan to maybe shop more or do more in the area.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we're looking at right now is the Startup Business Grant Program.
Okay.
Maybe that was what
that
you
was
saw.
That was what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, and how can we, this has been on our radar since the plan was developed. How can we attract people to come to the Quincy area and Quincy and Adams County area and start a business? So we've started the Adams County CEO program, which is going gangbusters. We're very excited for those young
students. Front page on the Herald Week.
Yeah, yeah, we're very
young entrepreneurs.
Those young entrepreneurs. I'm a little jealous of all the things that they get to do and visit, and I'm sure they'll want to come and visit you at some point here and see what it's like to work in a news and radio station. But we, we started that program, but that's kind of a long-term payoff. But we're also looking at shorter term. How can we get some of the folks who maybe have a connection to Quincy and have realized recently that they can work from anywhere or they can start their business anywhere? How can we incentivize them to come to this area and start something and have a couple of employees? And we know that that's where most of the job growth is in small areas like ours. So we're looking at what grants would make a difference to folks, what kind of mentorship would be available and education so that we can attract some new businesses.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is actually offering people $10,000 just to move there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're ready for anything like that. But one thing, there was always good. There's always a silver lining in every cloud. And I was just on my family vacation 2 weeks. I went out and visited cousins in Idaho and Utah. and working from home has literally changed their lives. Mm-hmm. For two of them, they were able to move. One was able to move back to his hometown to be with his father because he can work anywhere. And so he moved his whole family back to the middle of nowhere, Utah, because it doesn't matter as long as you have a computer. And another of my cousins is working in his basement now instead of making that commute every day to the bank. And, oh, he'll have to go down to the bank every once in a while, but he can basically do what he's doing at home. So they're saving money. You know, it's just amazing how this has changed the thought process of what we can do. And so there may be people who are saying, why am I paying rent in Los Angeles or New York or somewhere on the coast when I could take my laptop to Quincy, Illinois, be back home with friends and family? So how are you going to attract those people? Because we think it's great, but how are you going to get them, Maggie Strong?
Yeah, and that's exactly, it's not just going to be one size fits all. We're going to have to look at different ways to attract. I know that Gretiff and the Chamber of Commerce are looking at, you know, the concierge program and how we can make people feel welcome when they get here. We're also looking at, you know, again, those startup grants, so unencumbered monies for folks who say, I will start up a business in Quincy and Adams County. I will, you know, invest in this space. I will be here for at least a number of, you know, 1 to 2 years. And I think that's the kind of thing that's going to make a difference. And so, you know, we want to start getting the word out to folks as we build this program so that we're ready to have welcome our first businesses. So those parents and grandparents, those friends who have, you know, fellow alumni that have moved away and they're kind of wondering why they're in the big city still, we want to have that conversation with folks. So start talking about it.
The Chamber of Commerce had that $10,000 business plan. You didn't have to be a startup business. You could be an existing business. I haven't heard that they've awarded that this year, so they must not have had anybody that they felt qualified under their criteria. So we are desperately trying to attract people to our area. That continues to be the case. I know that they're even looking at trying to get Puerto Rico and other immigrant communities to come here. So what else is next for what's next? Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Maggie Strong. She's with the Quincy Next program, and there's a lot going on. You'll want to hear about it. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Maggie Strong is my guest. She helps steer the Quincy Next Committee, which is a commission of Quincy and Adams County residents who are trying to do what's right for our community in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years and beyond. They've started their Thankful Right on Cue campaign. So if you want to go on their website and say why you're thankful to live and work in Quincy and Adams County, they would welcome that. We've talked a little bit about housing. That's kind of on the back burner now that supplies are so costly. The do-it-yourselfers are having trouble turning a profit there. The startup business grant program, you're looking at that and seeing what needs to happen to make that something that everyone would, you know, would attract the right kind of people. What else is Quincy Next working on?
Well, one of the things that has come out of the Quincy Next plan and then the Quincy Regional Transportation Plan that was just adopted is improvements on 6th Street. So that's something that we're excited to see moving forward. The City Council just approved the ability to apply for an ITEP grant through IDOT. So this is an Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program. So that grant would help pay for a new streetscape. You know, 6th Street has been on the radar for quite some years. It's in line to be redone. But with all of the private investment that's happened between Maine and Vermont on 6th Street, I think they're looking for maybe a little bit more than the typical streetscape. I know they are. So how can we leverage that private investment and make it more of a destination area and just a little bit more special when we think about the typical streetscape.
And that's a project that started with the private business owners just getting together and saying, we're going to have this, you know, the 6th Street promenade. We're going to do some special things. We're going to close off the street occasionally. We're going to have special festivals and stuff as much as you can this year. And so it doesn't have to be government that leads these projects. Government can come along and say, this is already happening. What can we do to enhance it?
That's right. You know, and you're right. It has been driven by a number of business and stakeholders there. They've a lot of redevelopment of the upper stories. So a number of new market rate apartments, you know, millions of dollars of investment and more to come. So now, like you said, government is the city is coming back and saying, we've seen you invest. You know, we could just put the streetscape in like normal and call it done, but we know that if we do something even more, that could increase your businesses and really become a bigger destination for the community, which is for downtown, for the community, it you know, it's a ripple effect. So yes, it will benefit the folks that have invested their dollars on 6th Street, but it will also benefit the district. It will benefit the, you know, the community. We're talking about increased property values. We're talking about reduced traffic congestion, safety, increase in retail activity and retail sales. So all of those things are good for the entire community. So we're excited to see that move forward.
And you know, the jail looks pretty.
You know,
I mean, it's
bad.
A jail,
yeah.
But, you know, it's not like it's ugly.
I still want to put a nice sculpture right in front of
well,
that, but we'll work on that.
You and Laura Stever get
yes,
together and figure
right.
it out. But a lot of things are happening downtown, so that's really good. Well, we're out of time. Is there anything you want to add that I didn't ask?
Nope. Just remember, we'll be getting the word out. December 2nd is our next Riverfront planning meeting, and there's lots going on. So follow us on Facebook, Quincy Next Strategic Plan.
Okay. And clean up the trash in your yard, please. That would help so much. Thank you very much. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about Birthright. They've got a fundraiser coming up, and we'll talk about their organization in just a moment. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we are joined in studio by Joe Bordewick, who's been here before to talk about Birthright, and the new director, Penny Roberts. Now, Penny has, as I knew she would say, there is no pay associated with the lofty title of executive director of Birthright, but congratulations on the job anyway, I guess.
Thank you. I have to keep my pay job, but this is the job that's my heart.
It does make it easier to double her pay next year if she does a great job.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk about a funding element that we're going to talk about, Birthright Trivia Contest. But first, let's talk about Birthright. This is not a genealogical search company or something like that. Let's talk about Birthright. You've been around for a very long time. Penny, what is the mission and how do you accomplish that?
Oh, wow. Well, helping people is what we do. We're non-denominational, non-discriminatory. We're non-political. So anyone that needs us, any girl, any mom, we go to them. They come to us, and we never turn anybody away. So we help mamas and babies. And I can't tell you how many babies that have been saved by those mamas walking in and saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not married. I have this problem, that problem. And they think they have no choice. So we educate them. Yes, you do have a choice, and we will be with you every step of the way. And that's what's important to us. I've got a girl I'm working with now. She just had her baby, but they're still having issues trying to make it. Going to go over there this morning and see what I can do.
So. Right. So this is people that have an unplanned, some call them unwanted pregnancies, and they could even be a married couple that's like,
absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, we thought we were being careful, and here comes number 7.
Often is.
Often is. And so Birthright, yes. We want to make it clear, though, Birthright is an anti-abortion organization. You're never going to counsel them to end the life of a child. You're only going to counsel them and support them to carry the baby to term and give it up for adoption or keep it or whatever happens after that.
That's correct. That's how we choose to help at Birthright. You know, our mission really is to listen, to offer hope, but really to make sure no pregnant woman or girl in our community feels that abortion is her only choice. We're there to help them understand that there are other choices, and it isn't just someone telling them that. It's someone that actually will really be there and help them with those other choices. Clearly, our friendship and our presence, being available when they have nobody else to turn to, it's still the most important thing we have to offer, but we are there beyond that as well to actually help them materially or whatever the case may be overcome those challenges.
This is an all-volunteer organization. How do you get your funding?
Great question.
That's over here.
We fundraise. Right?
We fundraise. Okay, and we're going to talk about that. Before we get into the Birthright Trivia Night on November 7th, I have to ask you both, because a smile came across your face when I mentioned it before we went on the air. What is your reaction to the imminent confirmation of Amy Coney Comey, Barrett. I can't think of her middle name, but how is that going to change? And you never know how it's going to happen, because we've seen Supreme Court justices be confirmed before that said, well, that's going to be the one that overturns Roe v. Wade, and it didn't happen. So on this case, what do you think will be happening in the year ahead?
That's a great question, and we had a feeling you might bring that up, actually. But, but you know, honestly, clearly, we're pro-life people. That's why we do what we do. We're here to love God, love people, and that's what we're trying to do. But one of the reasons we're so successful and that we have so much support in our community here is because we're not political. We don't engage in that debate, and we let other people sort of debate that. We're going to help people no matter what. Now, to your point, as this goes through, it may change how people need help or how many people need help. People may need more help from us. And again, whatever the case may be, our goal is to be here to help those women and girls with whatever it is that they need. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
Right. You're not political, so yeah. It's but something will happen probably politically here in the next year or two that could change how many clients you serve. So
absolutely.
You have to be
absolutely
ready to maybe raise more money. How many clients do you serve, Patty Roberts?
We don't keep track of that, and I'll tell you why. We don't ask for last names. We are confidential to a fault. We don't let anybody know who's been with us. I tell my girls, if I see you on the street, I can't say hello. If you come to me and say, oh, Penny, and hug me, well, right now with COVID, we can't really hug, but anyway, air hug me, I can then acknowledge you. But it is so imperative that people know when they come to Birthright, there's no statistics you have to fill out. There's no last name. We don't ask for that. So we don't keep track of that. We keep busy. We keep busy, and we are 24/7. We have a call line. If that call comes in, somebody has that phone. We don't have office hours right now because of COVID. But if that call comes in, I will meet somebody down there. Our volunteers will meet somebody down there. So we don't keep track of that. And for that reason, we want girls to know you're not a number with us. You're an actual person, and we're going to help you no matter what.
Okay.
That's absolutely right. And I would just add to that, you know, how we help people differs wildly. I mean, some clients need a ton of help, and some just need a little bit, just need something here, something there. They just need a referral even or whatever. And so that's a great point.
Everything from a listening ear,
exactly,
which is big, mm-hmm, to maybe help me find a place to live, help,
yes,
finance me while I carry this child to term. So, you know, so they need money. So here we go. This year it's a virtual Birthright Trivia Night. They're not going to have their silent auction. So, you know, gather your team in the comfort of your own home and play on the virtual Trivia Night Saturday, November 7th. It starts at 7 p.m. You can log on at 6 p.m. and then at 7 o'clock sharp, it's going to start. $125 entry fee per team for up to 8 players. And it's the same thing you've been doing. It's just instead of gathering in one location, everybody can be in their comfort of their living room on the big comfy couch. So talk a little bit about, you want everyone who loves Birthright to come, and you want people who are trivia nuts to come. This year, you could have more teams. Is there a limit to how many teams can play?
Absolutely not, and we will take everybody that wants to play. And it says a limit of 8 people. You could have 20 people in your living room. We don't know. So, but I have people say, how do you keep them from cheating since it's virtual? And, you know, we tried the virtual, and one of our guys literally tried to look stuff up. There wasn't enough time, and your answers are weighted, so the ones that get them in quicker get more points. There is no time to cheat. That was my big thing. Well, if we do this virtually, somebody's going to be back there with their phone saying, oh, okay, what's Harrison's middle name? I don't know, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Alexa?
Yeah. Help me out, but he couldn't get it fast enough.
And again, 20 people can be having snacks, but you'd like 8 people to answer the questions.
Well, there's only one that answers.
There's only one that answers. Okay. Yeah. So
that's correct. And, you know, in years past,
obviously, don't want people to cheat. But
clearly, in years past, it was really easy for us to monitor how many people were at the table.
Right.
And in years past, we had 600 people gathered together at Quincy University. But, yeah, this year is going to be a little different. Obviously, clearly, we can't have 600 people gathered together, unfortunately,
right,
this year.
Yeah.
But again, we knew we had to do something. We had to try to move forward with something because, regardless, there are still these women and girls who need our help, who have to have our help. And again, as you pointed out, the money comes from the community. It's 100% funded by donations from the community. So we had to do this. So one of the big things that's going to hurt us this year is we decided not to do a silent auction.
Right.
That typically raises half the money that we raise from this fundraiser.
So you need twice as many teams.
We do. We really do. But, you know, we just felt like it was too hard to go and ask all of our wonderful supporters who are small businesses and they're individuals, and they're all hurting right now too. And so we don't want to let this opportunity pass without just mentioning that obviously our thoughts and concerns and prayers are with everybody that's been affected by COVID-19, because we sort of get that. That's not lost on us. And so we want to acknowledge that, but still say there's a lot of us that have a lot to be grateful and thankful for, and we still need this help. So if you're able to help, you know, this is a great year. If you couldn't find a babysitter in years past or whatever, this is a great year to say, hey, we can have this virtual trivia experience and support Birthright. So
yeah, your kids can be there making all the noise they want because they won't be bothering anybody but you. Folks, if you love trivia and you want to help Birthright, this is a perfect opportunity because there really isn't a limit to how many teams they can have. And so maybe you've got people in your family that play trivia in San Diego, California.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Everybody can be part of this. And wouldn't that be kind of fun for an internal battle, you know? You could get people from all over the United States that you went to college with or whatever to get their own team up and see who retained enough gray matter 20 years after graduation or 40 years
idea.
After graduation.
Yeah, they're getting
So let's talk about how they get registered, because you have to go to the website birthrightquincyil.org, birthrightquincyil.org.
That's right. From the website, they can either download the registration form and turn that in the old-fashioned way by writing a check and sending that into our P.O. box that's listed there, or they can just go ahead and fill out the form right there online. They can go ahead and pay right there online through PayPal or with their credit card and get signed up right that way. So
you've had, you know, 60 teams in the past.
Yeah.
And so
68 last year.
So it's a popular tournament. It's a popular cause. Let's try to double it this year, because that would solve your funding problem then because of the silent auction. So there's really no reason. You don't have to even show up at the event. You know, you can be anywhere in the United States.
You can wear your jammies.
You
we
can
don't
wear
care.
Your jammies.
You can wear your jammies.
One thing I always say, and I know you guys aren't political, but I am, so I can say this. You know, however you feel about what's happening right now with the Supreme Court decision, if you are truly a pro-life person, they are going to have a lot more people needing help. And so you've got to put your money where your mouth is. It's
Amen.
One thing to stand and with your little sign, but what are you really going to do when the rubber hits the road? So if you like trivia, these are 10 rounds. 20 different categories, all different kinds of trivia, obviously very popular, very well run.
So much fun.
The Birthright Trivia Night is Saturday, November 7th, starts at 7 p.m. sharp. You can log on an hour early. 8 people on your team, up to as many people in the room as you want to have fun with. And go to birthrightquincyil.org. That's birthrightquincyil.org. The registration deadline is Friday, November 6th. By 8 p.m. So you just have until the night before to sign up. Anything else
right.
that you want to say?
Two more quick things.
Sure.
If you want to, it was a great point about where the rubber hits the road and supporting, you know, your beliefs and how you feel. If you don't want to play but you want to support us, we're accepting sponsorships. So talk to us about being a sponsor or just send us a donation. Obviously, that'll go a long
right.
way, too. The other thing I wanted to mention, our president, Patty Adam, my mother, who normally does this with me also, she is recovering at home from surgery right now. She's doing well, but I just wanted to throw that out there and just thoughts and prayers for her because she wishes she could be here with Penny and I, and we miss her, so can't wait till she's back.
Patty, 100%. We miss you, and we're glad that you're recovering. And Penny, congratulations on your elevation to a lofty post.
Well, Patty is still going to be there.
Right.
We are not having Patty move out. Trust me, everybody knows Patty. She's the face of Birthright, and we don't want to change that. I'm just there to help out.
Folks, get involved and help out at the trivia night. Join virtually Saturday, November 7th. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.